can remember the time when Charlie the elephant was by my side. We would walk down a road that goes where only elephants go. And I can remember the way Charlie the elephant found no words to say when I told him about school and how I had to go like the other kids. But how about one more ride before I go away for a while? Then he gave a curious sigh. An elephant tear slid from a sad elephant eye, and I brushed it away as we walked with an elephant sway.
What's that boy doing on an elephant? Rocking back and forth way up in the stratosphere. How'd that boy get up on an elephant? Never seen anything of that up big around here.
School takes up most of the time with math and geography. Well, I find that I'm too busy to play the way that elephants play. Sometimes through the window I see Charlie the elephant staring in at me, and I just turn away. His teacher says, Charlie just gets in my way. That's when I close my eyes and me and Charlie go for a ride.
What's that boy doing on an elephant? Rocking back and forth way up in the stratosphere. How'd that boy get up on an elephant? Never seen anything of that big around here.
Now that I'm older, I find that I just relax and go back in my mind when me and Charlie would play. And I'd give anything to have it that way again. And yesterday my boy said to me, Dad, what's the matter? I said, nothing really. I guess that I miss a friend. A friend I haven't seen in the longest time, but I'll get over it soon. Then he disappeared to his room. While I stood there rubbing my eyes, he came from his room on an animal 10 times his size, and with a mischievous smile, he said, Dad, it's your turn for a while.
On an elephant, rocking back and forth way up in the stratosphere. How'd that man get up on an elephant?